The next patient is Thomas Lang. The last name is L-A-N-G. This is a clinical case of a 70-year-old white male that has a history of CKD stage 3B. The patient comes today with a serum creatinine of 1.3, a BUN of 27, a fasting blood sugar of 114. The serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. The liver function tests are with the normal limits. The microalbumin creatinine ratio is 200, and the protein creatinine ratio is 391 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The patient remains in a stable condition. Of course, we would like to see a complete control of the protein creatinine and albumin creatinine ratio. And we are going to emphasize the need for him to lose weight. He gained 10 pounds between visits. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. Blood pressure reading today is 143 over 59 with a body weight of 213 pounds. Following number, atrial fibrillation that is treated with the administration of Eliquis. A period this patient was discontinued the use of amiodarone because of the retinopathy. Following number, iron deficiency anemia. Pending is the result of the stool for occult blood. Because the first time was positive, the patient was referred to gastroenterology. However, he declined the colonoscopy. Following number, hyperuricemia that is treated with the administration of the allopurinol. Following number, diabetes mellitus with the hemoglobin A1C of 5.6. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. The patient continued to take Farxiga 10 milligrams every day, which will provide a cardio and renal protection. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.